GWU anti-Israel protesters call to liberate world from colonialism. White supremacy as U.S. flag replaced with Palestinian one. By Joshua Klein on May 6, 2024. After replacing the elite school's American flag with a Palestinian one, anti-Israel activists at George Washington University called to liberate the world from colonialism, imperialism, white supremacy, capitalism, and Zionism, as pro-Palestinian activists on college campuses continue to reveal the true agenda behind the spreading demonstrations. In a clip from Sunday, an anti-Israel protester at George Washington University's Gaza Solidarity Encampment is seen advocating for a world free from various policies and ideologies, including colonialism and capitalism, while envisioning an imminent collapse of the current system. Each and every one of you believes in a world liberated from colonialism, imperialism, white supremacy, capitalism, and Zionism. We are here to create that world. We look at the world, and we recognize an empire on the verge of implosion, an activist says to the crowd. In the background, a Palestinian flag can be seen draping from the university's main flagpole. It was raised in place of the American flag, which was removed last week. Republican Congressman Richard Hudson of North Carolina called out the Biden administration over the desecration of the flag, noting that it happened blocks from the Biden White House. "Not a word from the America Last administration," he lamented. In response to the incident, displeased students unfurled a large American flag on the building behind the pro-Palestinian encampment. However, the anti-Israel protesters projected President Joe Biden's face over the American flag, with the words "Genocide Joe" beneath. Others enacted mock tribunals where staff were sentenced to the guillotine and the gallows. The anti-Israel encampment was established at GWU on April 25 and is one of many demonstrations and protest sites that have sprouted up on college and university campuses in support of an initial encampment that was established at Columbia University a week prior. Protesters involved in the encampment at GWU have, among other things, defaced the statue of George Washington with the words, "Genocidal Warmongering University," written at the base of the monument and across the top half of the plaque. The statue has also been clad in a keffiyeh, with a Palestinian flag draped upon its back. Roughly 2 weeks after the October 7 massacre in Israel, GWU students projected pro-terror, anti-Israel messages on the campus building in Washington, D.C., with one reading, "Glory to our martyrs." In December, GWU's medical school hosted a faculty panel asserting that the Palestinian terror group Hamas has a so-called right of resistance against Israel. In response to the events, the institution's Hillel campus group has expressed concern about the safety and well-being of Jewish students on campus. "Demonstrations attacking Israel's fight against Palestinian terrorists and even its very right to exist have long been accompanied by scenes of violence, as well as rhetoric against the United States and in support of terrorism." Recently, an anti-Israel protester at the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, was seen dismissing a counter-protester because he is a white person. "You're just a white person, you're a white person, so get out, we don't like white people," the keffiyeh-wearing woman insisted before chanting "Free Palestine" as she waved a Palestinian flag. Last month, a chilling viral clip showed a mob of Yale University students removing an American flag on campus as they shouted "Viva Viva Palestina" to a cheering crowd. Meanwhile, during radical anti-Israel demonstrations in the heart of New York City, a pro-Palestinian protester waved a burning American flag as fellow activists cheered, while another set a counter-protester's flag on fire, and yet another chanted "Death to America." In one shocking incident that triggered widespread outrage over Veterans Day weekend in November, a pro-Palestinian mob was seen cheering on a protester who climbed a flagpole and tore down U.S. flags as demonstrators marched through central Manhattan. Those demonstrations began the previous night in Columbus Circle and made their way to Grand Central Terminal, where protesters kicked in the doors as law enforcement sheltered inside. As they marched through the streets of Manhattan for the second night in a row, they briefly forced the closure of the transportation hub. In March, an American flag was seen aflame among pro-Palestinian protesters during New York demonstrations. Demonstrators were also heard chanting against the New York Police Department, comparing law enforcement as well as the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, to the Ku Klux Klan. The scene was reminiscent of a similar video of pro-Palestinian protesters burning an American flag in January. In early April, a video of anti-Israel protesters in Dearborn, Michigan, closing out Ramadan by chanting, "Death to America and Death to Israel," during an International All Could Stay rally, went viral on social media. Previously, Rutgers hosted Palestine as a feminist and queer anti-imperialist abolition struggle with the University of Illinois at Chicago's Nadine Naber and Rutgers' Maya McDashi, who described freeing Palestine, dismantling the United States, and abolishing prisons when talking about their vision. The current conflict in Gaza began in October after the U.S. designated Islamic terror group Hamas, whose charter calls openly for the murder of Jews and the elimination of the Jewish state through relentless jihad, perpetrated the worst terrorist attack in Israel's history, in an operation stemming from its radical beliefs. The attack saw some 3,000 terrorists burst into Israel by land, sea, and air, gunning down participants at an outdoor music festival while others went door-to-door hunting for Jewish men, women, and children in local towns who were then subject to torture, rape, execution, immolation, and kidnapping. The massacre resulted in roughly 1,200 dead inside the Jewish state, over 5,300 more wounded, and at least 242 hostages of all ages taken, of which more than half remain in Gaza. The vast majority of the victims are civilians and include dozens of American citizens. According to world-renowned military historian and professor Dr. Victor Davis Hanson, Hamas' death cult relies on useful Western idiots to support the Palestinian cause, which has fused with the left-wing DEI industry. In addition, he argues, pro-Palestinian protests and support for Hamas in the U.S. have alienated many Americans and will all but ensure a tough conservative president in 2024. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.